welcome back to By George From Page to Stage. I'm Mr. Matt Ogden. This man right here is Mr. Richard Sykes. And as you've probably guessed, we are in the main auditorium inside the Lawrence Battley Theatre. And why are we here today, Mr. Richard?
Well, the show is getting closer and we won't be able to use this location over the next few weeks because they're going to start building the set next week, right here. So hopefully we'll have some footage of them actually building it. But that means that we're getting closer and closer to the opening night.
We are. At the time of recording, we're about 6 weeks away, right?
6 weeks out.
Oof.
It's flown by. It really has. Yeah. And I've loved every second of it. Can't wait.
You've had a smile on your face every single day. And it's been wonderful to see. I mean, you always have a smile on your face every single day anyway. But it's been wonderful to see. And just before we started recording, Richard was kind of sharing visions of what he's already got planned for his next show afterwards. So you're a busy man, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to future projects now. This one is kind of solid, so I'm not doing any particular changes on it. You know, when we started the podcast, we said that we'd reached the script 4.2, which was the version number of the script. We're still on 4.2. Nothing's changing. You know, it's great.
Apart from Cole, when Colin decides to add in ad-libs.
When Colin decides to add lib, I'm not sticking those in the script. Most of them are filthy. So, but as you've mentioned, Colin, we've got three fantastic interviews for the podcast audience today.
We have indeed.
So I'm looking forward to those as well. We've got Helen, we've got Sam, and we've got Colin to come. Awesome. So you'll be able to see some of the characters. These are three characters that I adore.
Yeah.
They're the ones that I loved writing. In the same way that I didn't enjoy so much writing George, because he's kind of curmudgeonly. All three of these characters are massively optimistic and very, very funny. So you'll enjoy them.
I think as well, you know, the fact that you've got those really kind of well-rounded people who are kind of, everyone knows a Lil and a Harry.
Yeah.
And everyone knows a Sam
they do.
As well. And I think the fact that there's going to be that relatability, that's a big topic that I've kind of pointed out, is relatability. When people are coming to see this, they're going to see people and they're going to spot behaviours or kind of patterns that people are giving off that remind them of people in their real lives.
That's right.
And I think with Helen playing Lil, being that best friend to the main character, to Pauline, everyone knows someone who's just like Lil, who's there with a little quick... a little snippy comment or there with a bit of solid advice. And it would be really nice to see that coming out in Harry and Lil's number, right?
Yeah. And also, it's an everyman vibe. These people should be utterly relatable. And a lot of the comedy comes from the fact that, someone I know would say exactly that at exactly that time. No filter.
And then the difference with Sam, of course, being that fish and chip shop boy, and then suddenly at the end of Act One, stripping off.
Yeah.
That's a bit of a shock rug pull.
It is, and you need a special person to play that. Now, don't forget, when it came to the auditions, we had two people who could have really done this well. Sam is obliterating all expectations. He is absolutely brilliant in this role. Can't wait to see him do it.
No, I really look forward to it as well. I've been saying for a while, you know, Sam getting a first kind of big part that he gets to get his teeth into.
Yeah.
Really good experience for him.
And yeah.
He's very up and coming, isn't he? He's still young.
So. Yes, disgracefully young. I mean, am I three times his age? I'm not too far off.
Oh,
well, I'm close. Anyway. It's great to see someone starting out and giving them a platform.
Exactly.
In contrast to people who had the platform, then went away, and then came back and they've got the platform again.
Oh,
dear.
That was weird.
We've been doing this for too long. Anyway, let's watch the interview, shall we?
Yeah. Hello, Sam. How are you?
I'm doing marvellous.
Good.
Tired, though.
How come?
Well, I did land 3 days ago, but the jet lag's worse on the way back.
Oh, yeah? Where'd you go?
Yeah, Yankee Land.
Yankee Land?
Yeah.
Otherwise known as the US.
Yes, that's the one.
Get a tan?
You tell me. Surprisingly, I didn't get any more tan than when I went.
Yeah.
But yeah. But I was...
Naturally.
I regret not taking my shirt off on holiday.
Yeah.
Because my body's just white.
Well, luckily for you, you're going to get plenty of chance to take your shirt off in this show.
And
so,
I forgot about
in
that
front
as well.
Of this auditorium, which is currently empty, obviously, but it's going to be full hopefully, by the time we get to the show.
Very
cool. So speaking of which, how are you finding getting into the role of Sam? Because obviously originally you were going to be understudying the part, and then Ben's obviously taken a contract, swanning off doing a professional gig,
yeah.
And yourself has kindly stepped up to the plate. So,
of course.
Yeah, how's it going?
Well, I'm really enjoying it. I'm very glad that I got the opportunity, and I'm very glad that Ben's got that role as well, because he's I've heard it's over in Cyprus or something, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
He's touring all over. Richard had a mate that did the exact same job as well. That's cool.
Yeah.
Same job, same year. No, next year. But yeah, I'm enjoying the role. It's lots of fun. Lots of challenges as well. Things I haven't done before.
Such as?
Singing very, very high notes, as you know. And getting me cloths off in front of how many people?
Haven't you already done that a few times by now, though?
Yeah, but I was dressed as a woman, though.
So that's a totally different vibe.
Yeah. I'm dressed as me this time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're dressed as Sam, which is coincidentally also
me,
your name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so.
Do you think there's going to be a bit of pressure there, or do you think you're going to be fine?
I think on the first night there'll be a bit of pressure, but yeah. Depending on how many whoops I get, I'll be a lot more confident the second night.
And whoops and whistles.
Yeah.
It'll be ladies on the front row. I'm sure you'll get loads of attention there.
Oh, good.
Is that what you're thinking is going to be the biggest challenge? Like that number, like where you're getting your kit off at the end of Act One, or are you thinking anything else in the show that's going to be a bit more challenging?
I haven't got anything in the show that's really hard. Like it's pretty easy going for me. I'm just carrying boxes, basically most of the show.
I've got a question. Have you ever worked in like a restaurant before? Have you got any experience working in something that's like a fish and chips?
Takeaway for a year.
Oh, yeah?
I used to be a chef.
Oh, okay. So you've got some experience that you can lean on.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it is quite similar. It's just a lot more loud. Got two angry bosses, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, don't do anything wrong. You get a pan thrown at your head.
Oh, right, okay. That's
a bit like George, to be fair.
Yeah, yeah.
But he shouts more than grunts.
Yeah. Now, you're in a band, right?
Yeah.
And what kind of music do you... performing that? Are you the lead singer in that band?
I'm the lead singer. We do well. It started off funk rock, and then we got more and more metal.
Okay.
So it's not metal.
Is that
a natural
transition?
Rock,
I feel like
metal.
It's not.
Well, I'm a huge funk, jazz, blues fan.
Cool.
The drummer Henrik, he's like a massive metal fan, like thrash metal, because he's a drummer. And then the guitarist is Chili Peppersy.
Nice.
So it's a bit funky, and then Jake is like a Muse kind of guy, which is kind of like ballady music. And then when we
put
it all together,
all of those things that you just put together.
They were just playing Muse in there. I was bopping my head while I was walking here.
Nice.
But yeah, so I usually sing with a lot more grunge in certain parts. But okay. I'd be careful with it, because I want it to still have colour, because a lot of people who sing with grunge, it just tends to be shouting.
Yeah.
But I try to put colour in it, and singing higher, I do in a different way when I'm singing, like with distortion,
yeah,
than to when you're singing clean, because there's like complete different parts of your body that you got to use to get the note. So I'm kind of like reprogramming myself to sing clean high.
Yeah,
I've been getting my lessons again to make sure I can hit that note.
So you're going more into the musical theatre route.
Yeah, well that's where I started,
yeah.
And
yeah,
then
yeah.
I went into the live performance of Rocky stuff, and then now. Going back to my singing teacher to make sure I can get her.
With the show, is there anything in particular that you're really looking forward to seeing in rehearsals and then when you get to the stage? Not necessarily one of your bits, but someone else's part. Like, is there anything that really stands out to you where you're like, this is by George, this is the musical?
Yeah, I mean, there's a few scenes that I absolutely love. Like, the pub scene always gets me like laughing when Marge goes and meets George for the first time. I crease at that. And the Zumba class is hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm really excited to see that when it's like fully tight on stage. That's going to be awesome. And a lot of the ones I haven't seen yet, but the main thing is I want to see it bit by bit.
Yeah,
cause
like I am.
I haven't actually read the script all the way through. I've just looked at my bits and I've looked at other people's bits. I just haven't like sat down and read the entire thing. I like to see it. Just...
No, I'm kind of the same. Like that's an interesting point, actually, because we've sort of touched on the podcast before the fact that a lot of people, when they approach doing a musical, especially in amateur society, will listen to like you know, they'll listen to tracks or they'll go and watch a bootleg copy on YouTube or whatever. Yeah. Obviously with this, you can't. For you, are you the kind of actor where you'd rather, or performer, where you'd rather learn as you go and experience it firsthand rather than just take someone else's interpretation and try and emulate it?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. Unless you've got like thousands of lines to learn, you gotta learn them all. Well, not all of them, but a lot of them before you get a rehearsal.
Yeah.
But I mean, last year I only had a few lines, but I never looked at them once after the audition. I did them for the audition and I remembered them. So I can look at them once and they'll stick in my head or vaguely. But then while I'm doing the scenes, I like to learn them while I'm doing the scenes, like just keep going over them in my head. And then everything falls into place. And I like to like build a character throughout the show.
Yeah.
Like it might start off a bit weak and then get stronger. Well, I'm sure a lot of them do, but different things, different styles and stuff, different ways of doing things. You know, I like to progress and do that instead of get a solid idea in my head and come with that.
Nice. No, I think that's good. I think you should play with like the character as you go along. And I think that with this one, obviously, you kind of, compared to the last role that you did, which or last few roles that you did in Priscilla, which were some really extravagant parts where you took your kit off, and then the singer in the bar at the start of Act Two, where you're a country singer. You know, with this, it's very much more grounded in reality, so it's a lot more like probably similar to who and how you are naturally as a person.
I mean, he is a very similar character to me, really. I mean, I'm very extroverted, I would say. Like, I'm always going out and meeting new people. Where he's very quiet. He likes to keep himself to himself. But then, eventually he comes out of his shell and becomes a star.
Yeah.
But I've always been a star, me.
How are you finding rehearsing with Nikki and with Rich?
Oh, I love Nikki so much. She's amazing. She's literally like my mum. And Richard, he, he's a star. It's so weird to see him grunt and be miserable.
Yeah.
Like, I can't like compare
tall,
them.
Opposite to exactly. His actual personality.
But working with Rich is it's really easy. But working with Nikki is just it's nothing. It's awesome. It's completely natural, really.
Yeah.
You know, we've got the love there.
We've mentioned it on the podcast before. The fact that what's kind of strange is that there's almost a little bit of a look similarity between the two of you. So it's kind of just like fallen into place really nicely.
Well, we don't know where I came from. I never told you that.
So Helen, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Matt.
Awesome.
You?
Yeah, I'm not too bad.
Good.
I'm looking forward to another night of rehearsing.
Oh, yes.
Not that I'm rehearsing, obviously. But yeah.
No, it's my big night tonight to do my bits with Harry. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
So what are we going through tonight? I've not even looked at the schedule.
We've just got four little scenes, little crossover scenes that me and Harry do.
Yeah.
So we're going to do those tonight.
So that's you and Colin for those
Me and
watching.
Colin.
Okay,
yeah.
Awesome.
So that could be quite funny. That could be funny because he's a little bit of a monkey.
Colin or Harry?
Colin. Yeah. There might be a bit ad-libbing going on.
He does like
but
to ad-lib a little bit, doesn't he? Yeah.
Could be quite interesting.
Could be a very long scene.
Yeah.
So how have you found things so far? Like, has there been a standout moment where you've been like, oh my God, I love doing this show? Or has there been...
I just loved all of it so far.
Yeah.
Everybody gets on so well.
Yeah.
The atmosphere is fun. The two girls, obviously, Nikki and Niobe.
Yeah, yeah.
I've known them for years, but never done a show with them, which is really weird.
We've talked about that on the podcast before.
Yeah,
I was going to ask you about
and
that.
And it's really weird because 20-odd years ago, we were all doing all the shows, but we've never done a show together. And they're great. They're just so lovely.
So what's that like? Because obviously we've spoken to Nikki and we've spoken to Niobe about the fact that you guys, like you said, 20 years ago, you were all doing leads in different shows, and some of them were Nikki and Richard and Niobe doing the shows together.
Yeah.
But you Nikki and Niobe never actually did one together.
Never did a show. I've never done a show with either of them.
I think that's crazy. Didn't because Niobe said something about you messaged her before the auditions and said, are you well, going for it?
We did the read-through.
Yeah.
And Niobe played Marge.
Yeah.
So I was texting her going, you've got to go for it. You've got to go. You are Marge. You've got to go for it.
Who did you read through?
I read through Pauline.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I said, you've got to go for it. And she's like, oh, I haven't done anything for 20 years. You know, I can't do it, you know. So, yeah, I was making sure that she was definitely going for it because I think she's just perfect.
But so you've obviously got that kind of like friendship, even though you never did a show together. You already kind of knew of each other.
Knew of each other more than anything else.
Was it like Richard and I said, where you kind of, you would go to the same socials and you'd hang in the same circles so everyone kind of knew each other? Or what was it like?
No, not really, because each society, when you do a show, you're involved in that show
your own
little bubble, aren't you? So we didn't really mingle that way. But if I went to see a show, I'd see them in it and speak to them. I'd always say hello and everything else, you know what I mean? But never really knew them. To talk to, really.
But close enough to be able to say, hey, are you auditioning for
this? Oh, yeah. No, see each other on Facebook like you do.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, she's already getting into character.
Oh, I know. yes, good.
So funny, isn't it? But with not doing any shows before then, you obviously knew about each other and you obviously knew, you know, what each other was capable of doing.
Yeah.
So with doing By George together, is this like a real opportunity for you guys to show Huddersfield, well, not just Huddersfield, the wider audiences, that, you know, you can still be a lead even when you're not in your 20s 50s. Or
30s. In his 50s.
I wasn't going to say how old.
Well, I am. They're not, but I am. Yeah, well, it's not often that you get a show where you've got such brilliant parts for the older ladies, you know. But
do you know my favourite thing that I think I've seen you do? And this might supersede that. Is when we did Legally Blonde.
Paulette.
Yeah.
I loved Paulette.
I think the fact that character doesn't have to be a specific age.
Yeah, yeah.
And like you played it in a way where it didn't matter what age you were. Yeah. It was about the connection.
I was still 21.
Oh, well, yeah.
You know.
It's only a few years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
But that part, you know, you got the opportunity to kind of really showcase the comedic side of your performing, but also like Ireland's a quite a big, powerful kind of ballad style
gorgeous song.
Yeah, and you get the reprise, and then you get the fun little romance as well.
And the bend and snap. Love bend and snap.
That's so funny.
Yeah, it was funny because that's the first show I'd done with Woodhouse. And
that's the first show that we met. Actually,
and it was I'd done loads of shows since I was 18. And I'd gone through a stage where I was really thinking of giving it up because I'd lost all my confidence, didn't want to do it, just didn't feel good enough to do it at all. Yeah. And I was in the bar from a show that was on before here, and it was Becky and Scott that said to me, oh, my God, we're auditioning for Legally Blonde tomorrow. This was literally the day before.
Yeah.
Do you want to go for Paulette? You'd be fantastic. And I'm like, don't know whether I dare. And I did, and then I've been with Woodhouse ever since.
And she's been flirting with me ever since.
Of course, Matt.
No, but this show, is there a chance for you to get to, like, stretch your vocal cords, let's say, in the same kind of way as with Ireland? Or is it more about the comedy acting?
No, I'd say it's more the comedy acting. There's not much singing for Lil to do. And even when she's singing, it's a lot more dialogue singing. But she does have some great one-liners.
I think we've spoken about it on the podcast before. She and Harry are kind of the almost like the double act that isn't, in the sense that they're both acting as those kind of confidants to both Pauline and George.
Yeah.
And it's almost like you get to undercut some of the existing humour in there.
Yeah. Got some good one-liners.
You get to flex.
Yeah. She's a good part.
Is there anything so far that you've kind of thought, ooh, that's quite difficult? Is there anything you found really challenging about the rehearsal process?
I think the main thing is whether you feel like you're doing it right. Because obviously you've never seen the show.
Yeah.
So you've no idea how to play Lil.
Yeah, yeah.
Or Pauline or any of them. Nobody's ever played these parts before. So you're playing it just thinking, am I doing it right? Is this what Richard wants and what Neil wants? So I'm sure if we're not, they'll tell us. Yeah. Don't say it like that.
I think that's the thing, right? Is that you get to have your own interpretation of this character.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know that obviously Richard wrote it, but he's openly said on all these podcasts, you know, he wants to see what people do with it.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, these are real people.
Yeah.
You know, he's written them to be people who are all around in local Yorkshire towns and villages. So for you to kind of bring your own ideas and your own experiences into that part gives it that authenticity that he's looking for.
Well, it was funny, I was talking to my mum about it today and how it's sort of set in the shop, you know, when they're in the chip shop, how people are always coming in at last minute for the fish and chips and things like that. And my mum said when they used to have the news agents in Bradford, they always closed at 7:30, but there was always one guy that always came in for his cigarettes at 7:30, just before they shut. He said, we'd been open since 7:30 in the morning, but he always came at 7:30. So they decided that they'd close at 7:00. And he came and he still knocked on the door at 7:30 wanting his cigarettes.
That sounds like Mel's character at the start.
Yeah, when they're all coming in at the last minute and it's like, no, we are shut. Thank you. So, yeah, it's quite fun how you bring your own bits to it all.
I've got a question. How many times have you been for fish and chips since starting by George?
None.
None?
I don't really like fish and chips.
And unfortunately, Helen's part has been cut from the show.
I'm not a big fan.
So you won't be getting fish and chips.
Oh, I probably will.
Yeah, I probably will.
I've got to do it.
So Rich and I have been talking about having an episode where we're literally sat down eating fish and chips.
That sounds good.
I'm still waiting.
Well, I'll join in with that one. Yeah.
Missed your opportunity. Well, I've missed my opportunity. Anyway, thank you, Helen, so much.
Thank you.
So, Carl, how are you doing?
Fine, thank you. And you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Man.
So I believe you've just come back from a little trip of the US, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, how was it?
Brilliant.
Yeah.
If you've never been to New Orleans, but we're in a place called Natchez, I think. And we talked to this couple. They said, where are you going next? New Orleans. He said, man, if you ain't been to New Orleans, you ain't not lived.
Yeah.
And it went far wrong.
No.
No.
Really good?
Oh, yeah. You'd have 8 to 10 musicians just stood on a corner of a street.
Yeah.
All playing jazz. And, it's wonderful.
It sounds great. I've never been to America at all, actually.
But none of them get paid.
Oh, really? They're just doing it?
Even in the bars, they don't get paid.
Oh, wow.
It's all tips.
Yeah. Just busking, basically.
More or less, yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
I'm guessing they get quite a lot of tips, though, because a lot of people appreciate it.
I would have thought so.
I hope so, anyway.
Well, not a lot of people from Yorkshire go, you see.
No. And everyone in Yorkshire's a bit more tight with
exactly,
it.
Yeah. So I let the bit slip.
I was just about to ask, as a tight-fisted Yorkshireman,
yeah.
I imagine.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, you're playing a tight-fisted Yorkshireman. And in the pub, Harry is always concerned with making sure that the punters are actually buying their drinks.
Yes.
And if I remember rightly, just after Pump It Out, which is the Zumba number, all the girls come in from the fitness class and they're all getting, they're all getting water.
Yeah.
And one
hydrating,
of your standout lines,
hydrating.
I wish they could buy something. I wish they'd get something that I can charge them for.
Yeah.
Are you finding that when you're playing that character, is there anything that like you're leaning on for inspiration into how you get into that part?
Well, no, because I'm a tight Yorkshireman myself. So I'm just playing me.
Yeah. And have you ever worked in a pub before?
I used to have one.
Oh, right, okay. So you're literally, like, taking inspiration from your own life?
Well, I suppose on that one, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a long time ago, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your kind of standout moment that's happened so far in rehearsals, then?
I love that two-horse race.
Yeah, which is the number that comes from...
Yeah, and the bar scene prior to that.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is with Richard.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Because we're mates, and we feel like mates.
Mm.
He's talking about his wife and his fancy woman.
Yeah.
So, and then he doesn't know which one to pick.
Yeah.
So, have I got a two-horse race? And I don't know which one to pick. I don't necessarily agree, because I think he should stay with his wife.
Yeah.
I'm trying to give him a few pointers on that. But then we're getting to this two-horse race number, and there's loads of energy in there. And, it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
And I believe tonight is the the other big scene that, that you're in, which is with Lil, right?
Well, there's four of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. They're only very short.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, it's a bit like a narrator.
Yeah.
You're like a pair of narrators.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That's what I understand it to be.
Because they're a little bit... Because both of those characters are kind of the... not comic relief, but they're like the supporting actors, or supporting characters, I should say, for the two leads,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They're Harry and Lil are kind of... They're almost the... yeah, the comedy duo that never was.
I mean, a few of those.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So what are you finding... How's it working out in terms of playing off Helen?
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. Have you ever done anything with her before? Or?
I've never done musical theatre before.
Oh, wow, yeah.
No, it's the first time ever.
Yeah.
And, of course, I've never met any of these people before. Yeah. Well, apart from that, when you walk into a cast that they've been together and they'll know each other, it's easier for them to know your name.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you've got to remember everybody else's.
No, absolutely.
You know, yeah, so yeah. It's a bit, and I aren't good with names anyway, George.
Have you had a chance to do many scenes where you've done your bit and Sam's got to watch you? Because obviously for the audience watching or listening, you know, you are the real life dad of Sam, playing Sam. And have you had any chance to kind of sit back and watch some of his scenes and just kind of absorb what he's doing and then the other way around where he's watching yours and you give each other any feedback?
Well, I like to make him laugh.
Yeah.
Which I usually do, so that's all right. But I've been watching him with Nicky,
yeah.
Who's Pauline.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of scenes in there which it's lovely. It's mother and son.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like watching a mother and son.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. It really is.
And you don't really get to have many scenes with Sam, am I right in thinking that?
I haven't any.
You haven't any?
No, I don't think so, no.
Do you think that's a bit of a shame, or do you think that it doesn't make sense for those characters to speak anyway?
No, I don't really care, but I've always wanted to be on stage with my son.
Yeah.
And as I said on the audition, as look, if I don't get it, I'll push the scenery around. I'm not bothered.
Yeah,
as long as I'll be on stage with my son.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. And I like to watch him work. And, well, he's seen me work loads of times, so probably fed up with that.
So tell us about that, because you mentioned that you've never done musical theatre before, but... am I right in thinking you're a bit of a kind of an everyman, an entertainer? You did everything.
I worked in I worked in a comedy double act.
Yeah.
And my partner was 3'11". Well, he still is. Yeah. I was with him for nearly 45 years.
Yeah.
And we packed in just before lockdown.
Yeah. So Helen's never done a show with Nicky before.
Right.
And obviously you've never done a show with Richard before.
Yeah.
But you've got to get that instant chemistry and get it ready for like a few weeks' time. So how have you found that?
Well, once again, coming back to working in a double act, it's just natural.
Mm.
You feel a warmth between each other. You know, it's, yeah. And usually if you're nice to other people, they're nice to you, aren't they?
So, true.
Yeah.
What do you think the audience coming to see the show, what do you think their reception's going to be when now that you've had a bit of time to kind of go through rehearsals? Yeah. Do you reckon the audiences will come in and they'll be like... kind of take to the songs and take to the performers really straight away, even though it's not a recognised show?
I would have thought so, because there's a lot in that cast, there's a lot of warm people.
Mm.
The personality comes out warm. I mean, Pauline, she's absolutely lovely.
Yeah.
You know, she's everybody's mum.
Yeah.
She's of course, Lil, that's Helen, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She's just a lovely, bubbly person. What was the last one? Priscilla.
Yeah.
Well, she had me crying with laughing in that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Where with the old.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, they're just good.
Yeah.
And they're easy to get on with. They're easy to work with. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lovely.
So, would you come back to musical theatre again after this?
Oh, crime, yeah. Keep me away. I've got in every minute.
Good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I want to do another.
Awesome.
Yeah. Oh, I'd love to do it as long as I can.
Yeah.
But I'm getting a bit long in the tooth now.
Oh, no. But if you get to do another show with Sam, I think, is that kind of like, is that the main driver behind doing this one? You said before you wanted to be on stage with him. Are you wanting to do another show with him, or would you go off and do your own? And like,
I'd come back with his company.
Yeah.
either with Sam or without. I mean, he's 17 years old.
Yeah.
So he's going to get up and fly, isn't he?
Yeah.
But we've done it now, so. And if we do it again, brilliant. But if he's gone off to something else and he enjoys it, let him do it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's great. I was just saying before to Rich, it's really great to see him get a chance to play this part and not just be the understudy. Obviously, you know, Ben would have done a fantastic job as well, but Sam getting this opportunity now at that young age to kind of really get to grips with, with, you know, a leading part. He's not the lead, but he's one of the principals.
Yeah.
And I'm sure for you, that'll be a big moment of pride.
It's great. I mean, there's a couple of scenes in there where he's can I mention the strip?
He's
practicing the strip, and he had everybody laughing on that one. Yep, you've done it, son.
Yeah. No, I'm looking forward to that number. That'll bring the house down.
I don't know if Sam is.
Well, luckily the audience isn't here today, so he doesn't have to do it in front of anybody. But yeah, I think by the time we get to the show, I think everyone will be really confident in what they're doing, and I'm sure that it'll go down a treat.
But Neil, to me, he's doing a wonderful job in directing, because he's done it as I like, a start at the beginning and just keep plodding through it.
Mm.
He said, I'm picking a scene from there and a scene from there and a scene from somewhere else. And he's a heck of a director.
Mm.
I'd say he's one of the best I've worked with. In fact, I'll tell you the truth, I don't think I've ever put as much work into a script as I have into this one.
Yeah.
I just want to do it.
So, Rich, what do we need to tell our audience today?
As ever, folks, it's getting close to the wire now. If you haven't yet ordered your tickets, do so. And you can get them at www.thelbt.org. And there's other places you can find out a bit more about the show.
Exactly. If you head to our Instagram right here, you'll be able to go onto our link tree. You'll be able to hit onto the LBT website and buy your tickets. You can also go to richsykes.com and learn more about Mr. Richard Sykes and his shows. And you can also obviously see what's going on behind the scenes.
That's right. Yeah. If you want to take a look at a video of the podcasts and you're listening on the audio at the moment, don't forget, you can get those on the YouTube channel, and you can look at all the podcasts that we've done previously there too.
Yeah, awesome. Mm. Right. So we'll see you next time. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Thanks very much, Rich.
Toodle pip, Matt.
Cheers. Bye-bye.